There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Oh man, welcome to From the Helicarrier. This takes me back. I know this was the original intro, but it takes me back. It's like, man, this intro was long because we were fixing so many issues live. We're like, just go ahead and hit the intro. It's like 45 seconds. By the time we fix this, we'll be live. It'll be all right. But I am Charles McFall, Rock God Podcasting here. And, yo, two gentlemen who lived through the days of those songs, Sin Raven.
What's up?
And Kurt, who is so embarrassed about his love of the Hulk that he has to shade him like it's on HBO or something and you don't have the rights to show him.
Look, he's nude and nobody needs to see that.
You know, this of my arm to wrap that. I've told the story a million times about how I fell and, you know, in January and it was a huge thing, blah, blah, blah. To this day, people still forget the story that they've heard at least twice. They forget and go, hey, what happened to your arm? And instantly, one of my friends that I work with, Ginger, jumps in. He's like, he got a tattoo of naked Batman. Now, everybody, they remember I like Batman, but they don't remember how I hurt my arm. So he got a tattoo of naked Batman, and he's embarrassed. He has to cover it up. And more than one person
that's
has
a good thing to cover up.
No kidding. Especially right here, right? You know, and more than one, right on the podcast, this is my forearm. So more than one person has actually believed her and spread that rumor. I was like, I hate you so much. So these are my employees, by the way. These are my employees that are saying this. So it's all good. But hey, we're gonna by next week we're might gonna get into Snap some, right? Because you guys are working on it and I wanna work on it and play on it. And we talked about a little while back. We went back to the name From the Helicarrier to be about our love of Marvel and Marvel games and really for the three of us to hang out and talk gaming and those kind of things. So in that vein, before we jump into some of the cool stuff that's going on in Marvel Strike Force for sure, that I am playing on the screen here. If you tune into twitch.tv/FromTheHelicarrier, you'll see that right now. Or you know, whenever you tune in, I guess. If it's sort of podcast, right now I'm probably sleeping. but Midnight Suns is available for pre-order. And as soon as I get paid on tomorrow, actually at midnight tonight, Daddy's going to be pre-ordering Midnight Suns, baby. And my wife. My wife was like, yeah, man, it's ready for pre-order. There's three levels. Of course, I compared them, and ultimately I'm just going to buy the $100 level because that's how I am about these things. And then if they do like Borderlands 3 and disappoint me with that level, then I won't order that level again. You know, I'll just whatever. But I'm okay to take the risk. So I told my boss, yeah, man, your Friday's coming and I get paid. I'm going to be ordering this game, Midnight Suns. It's my two favorite companies, 2K Games, which distributed Borderlands and helped work. I mean, I know Gearbox worked on it, but you know, 2K helped, blah, 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 blah. They're tied to it. And Firaxis, I don't know. Who makes, thank you. Who makes the new XCOM games, which I love to death. And she knows how much I love those. And it's going to be the perfect Marvel baby. And she goes, so you're going to make a show about it? And immediately starts laughing. It's like, no, I'm really asking if you're going to do a show about it. I'm not trying to be a sarcastic bitch, but you know, fuck you for making shows about everything. So the truth is I'll probably tell tales of playing the game here on the channel. I might even stream it live some as it, you know, I get it on open, you know, whenever it launches weekend. So yeah, so there is that. And before we jump into Strike Force, guys, I know I've monopolize my excitement over the Marvel news this week for gaming. Yeah, you know, what are you guys into? How's Snap going? What's going on there?
Oh, Marvel Snap. They just started a new season last week. I can't play enough of it is where nice. I'm coming from on it. I know, Sen, you're still playing a bunch, right?
Yeah, I'm keeping up on the dailies on it. I haven't streamed it mostly because I just don't like the way the layout works.
The layout is challenging.
Yeah, and I haven't felt like sitting down and breaking up a bunch of scenes and doing a setup like I've seen from a bunch of streamers, because a lot of them have a very similar setup.
Yes,
the way you have it. Yeah, it's a portrait mode game and it looks terrible on the stream if you do it just as a portrait game because it's too small.
It really is challenging.
Yeah, once they go live, they're gonna have a PC client, so
right,
you're just gonna stream it then. I mean, I have it set up. I like the setup that I have for it. It's just I also haven't really had enough, a lot of time to stream it.
Yeah.
Is there any word on when the global launch might be?
No.
No, they, every time they do a Q&A, Broad gets asked like 20,000 times and they never answer.
Well,
because they can't, yeah, they can't give a date for it. Right.
Because then, if they have to push that date, then what happens?
Yeah, exactly.
Your game's ruined almost because of the internet, you know. So, I gotcha. Oh my God, Sin! I worked so hard. I played so long. And I finally unlocked Gambit. I got him today, man. Oh, I just opened those
gifts. Just by logging in.
I just logged in and I got him. I got him.
It was nice of them to send out the 15 shards for it.
It was.
That was kind of cool, because especially because he's a one-star unlock. So it's like, here, everybody can have Gambit. Stop yelling about him. He's finally in the game. If you do his raid,
yeah,
which is a complete and utter shit show.
We're it's taking us a hot minute to get the credits for the raid.
Yeah. So if you do his raid, the very first line of it is, you've been asking him for so long, you can all shut up now. Here he is.
Oh no, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. What, Kurt, go.
No. I think it's just funny. They just gave it to you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's a one star unlock, and there's a calendar that started today. Well, you know, whenever your calendar started, but for me it was today.
Yeah, mine was
today. With 15 shards of Gambit, and then as it goes, so it's a brand new raid. So it's got brand new energy, and it's got brand new, completely separate energy and healing, and refreshes. So it doesn't overlap with the regular stuff, because it's a two week event raid. So it's got its own energy, its own healing currency, and its own refresh currency. So we have a 7-day calendar that gives you 15 shards of Gambit and then a little bit of everything. Also, for those that don't remember or don't know, there is a web milestone for your war attacks that gives you
connected.
Yeah. It gives you refreshes and energy for the raid. So if you, because those are like, how do I get this? Well, you can only buy it. Or you get it from this calendar, or you get it from that. Also, just got the email from them. They sent out two emails because of all the problems yesterday. The first one was the daily objectives issue resolved, because there was problems with the claiming the daily, or it didn't reset properly, so people were having a problem.
Right.
And there's 600 raid keys, 100 health packs, and 100 energy refill in one, and 600 raid keys in the other. So go claim it, because they did send out an email after the patch yesterday with 600 keys in it. But then when the daily reset was happening, it all screwed up again. Mm. So they had a lot of problems with this patch, which is, you know, pretty par for the course. Every patch we've had a lot of problems. So that's not unexpected at all. Like, shocking, there's problems. But there was some big problems. So the patch took longer than they expected, which is not surprising, because it's actually a pretty big patch. You know, new raid, new whole bunch of stuff. And then when the server reset happened, the 5 p.m. Pacific time, it crashed again. So that went down.
Wow.
So that's a new one. I have not seen that happen. Like, I don't remember there ever having, like, hey, the server refresh, game's down.
Yeah. It was,
I don't think that's ever happened.
Like 9 o'clock last night. Like, what the
hell? Yeah.
I did notice that with other streamers too. There were a bunch of other streamers playing Snap instead of Strike Force, exactly, because they didn't have a choice.
Yeah. Because people were like, mobile was on and he was waiting for the game to come back on. And they're like, well, the maintenance is extended. Okay, it's 3 p.m. The game is still down. Let's play Snap.
Oh, maybe you were watching at the same time I was, because it was Mobile Gamer that I was watching. Yeah.
Things flying around my room. But
he was so mad about it, he slapped himself.
we got a lot of stuff in the game and a lot of cool stuff. Yes. That's like, this is cool, but it's a little broken. They introduced a 7-day login. So you log in for 7 days straight. You activate a few features like rate sim is activated by logging in for 7 days in a row. So you can sim. I don't think it's, well, we haven't seen it yet, but it's not everything. It's lower powered nodes. So you can like 60% sim the Doom raid, which is great. And like 80% sim the Greek raid, which is fantastic. But you, the only way to activate it is by getting that 7 day login, which is not active right now.
Yeah.
They're like, here's a new feature for this patch that we had to turn off because it's broken. Like, great, guys. How about test your shit? But we don't, we all know that they don't.
Right.
So,
right.
And that's really frustrating. That's really annoying that they just don't put that through the testing process. Like, you know, what are you going
to
do, right?
I just feel like they keep listening to 90s hip hop and just keep shouting, roll out.
I like that song, damn it.
I do too. I do too. I did some improvements. Of course, I did get Gambit. I got Phantom X actually up to 4 stars through that, nice. That playing through. And then I picked up Magic here recently. I unlocked her. So I'm still working on my Dark Dimension team. I'm so close. My Spider-Man, my, what, he's not the Spider-Man. He's Spider-Punk, I think. Come on. Yeah. Get up to the top. Thank you. Come on. It's been slow tonight. Scarlet Spider. So I'm working on. I am down to the fleshlight, as it were, to get the superior.
That's fleshlight. Basically what everybody's called it.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's that say. One item. Everybody basically called it that.
Yeah. So I've just got to get those and he'll be ready. And then on Dagger, she's going to take a little bit longer. She's the last piece in the puzzle. For that part of the raid, and it's just grind. I'm just grinding her gear. You know what grinds my gears? So yeah, I'm just having to piece together. But I've gotten all the hard to get stuff with her. It's just a matter of, so it's not. I mean, scarcity algorithm can play in, but it's still fairly cheap to purchase it. Like I can get 6 right now for $375 cores. So actually, I probably will do that. Just one time. So got Gambit and you say the raid's a shit show. Why, what, tell me more about the shit show raid.
Okay. So they try to do something cool with it, you know, cause it's Gambit. So they're doing a special event. It's 2 weeks for this raid. And you got 2 milestones going, one for a week long milestone. So we got this one going on now. It's going to refresh. Okay, great. You get a bunch of stuff, and the way you get progression through the milestone is you go do the nodes, and then you get cards from the nodes.
Which you can only really get through gifts or the nodes.
Yeah, and the more cards, you get higher in the milestone. And the higher the difficulty of the raid, the more cards you get for the nodes and for everything else. Well, the raid is broken into 4 sections instead of just doing the lanes. Which is broken into the lanes. Those lanes are broken into 4 different sections of cards. Okay. So you got your clubs, spades, diamonds, and hearts.
All right.
And they gave you a very limited, like 40 some odd characters roster for those 4 sections out of the 160 something that we have in a game. So it's a quarter of your overall roster. And then there's like no synergy in them. So you get stuff like, like Gambit is good for, you can use him for every lane because it's his raid, so sure. He's available for every raid, but for one of them it's like Gamora with Nebula and nobody else from that team, Morbius with Dr. Voodoo, nobody else from there. Symbiote Spider-Man and Carnage, nobody else from the symbiotes. So it's a nightmare to try to figure out like where to go. What the cool thing is though, and I actually really like this part. They took the scourges from the pestilence events and, you know, from the horseman events, and they added it to the raids.
Okay.
Which I really like, because you can increase the difficulty of your raid and have these debuffs come in. So
yeah, but that's gonna make it difficult for my group.
Yes, but like you can select what difficulty you start at. So there's 10 levels of difficulty. And you can just be like, hey, we're going to start at level 9. Okay, go ahead. Have fun. We started at level 7. It's a little rough. We might step down to 6. 7 is, you know, some people are handling it fine. Some people are not. You know, it just depends on your roster.
Now,
depends
what do you get from the Scourges in the raid? Like, do you get more rewards if you
get some, so
you could get boosted rewards if you did a lower difficulty but higher Scourge level?
Well, they're not activators like the Scourge events. Okay. They're not activated Scourges. They're just, hey, I picked the difficulty for the raid and it added these debuffs or these effects.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So whatever.
Unlike the Horseman stuff where you activate the ones you want. This is just, hey, if you go to difficulty 6, this is what you're getting. If you go to difficulty 7, this is what it adds on top of it, which is kind of cool. I like that. It's a great mechanic, but to have that on top of, hey, I can only use these specific characters in these specific sections is pretty crappy. Also, they made this a solo event instead of the solo milestones instead of an alliance milestone. So now you're fighting with your alliance members over nodes, and you know you might be on the left side where it's 14 nodes, so you need 2 people for that lane because that lane is 14, while on the middle one it's only like 8 or 9 or something. So now you got to figure out, hey, am I getting enough nodes to get the cards that I need for these solo milestones? And it's just all over the place. So they had a great idea. And they went just a little past it.
Yeah. So Kurt, hearing all that, hearing how they bent the teams, surely that's enough to get you to come back to this game.
You know, here's the thing. In all seriousness, hearing you guys talk about everything and all the new stuff makes me like Snap so much more because it is but here's the thing. It is simple. It's simple.
It's simple right now.
I know, but right now is all that I care about.
Right. Fair enough. I'm worried that it's going to have the same problem as Hearthstone because you already looked through the data mines. You saw the new cards that are coming.
But here's the thing. I think that, and I don't want to go too off tangent on this because I know that that's not what we're here for.
We do, man.
Yeah, it's all.
But. Right now, they're doing a lot of things right. And things like introducing new locations.
Yep.
Which add a little twist. And not only do they add a little twist, but make you want to try other decks.
Yeah.
Which is really important in a game like this, right? You don't want to have people go, well, I'm just playing the meta. That's all that matters. With new locations that have a higher percentage chance of popping, that kind of forces the issue of, well, try something new.
Yeah.
And you can succeed with many types of decks. Now, you may not get to the top 10 with you know, a bunch of various decks because there is going to be a meta that wins. But right now, I play 2 or 3 decks. I'm very happy. And nice. The game is almost a puzzle game because you go in with your 12 cards. You go, this is going to be my strategy with this deck. And then the locations pop and now it's a puzzle. Now you have to figure out, how do I play this? Where do I put these to make the puzzle pieces fit?
And you got to deal with a little bit of modification from the opponent as well.
Yes, a little bit, but there's a lot good, good.
So for those that are listening or haven't played this and trying to figure out what kind of game it is, if you ever played the board game Smash Up, it's basically a miniature version of Smash Up.
Kind of is. Yeah.
You just don't get a couple of decks to put together. You just have your deck, but there's 3 locations and you're playing cards on that location. It's really quick. I love the fact that it's super fast.
5 minutes or less. I mean,
I keep forgetting that.
Yeah,
that's really cool. It sounds somewhat similar to my Slay the Spire game that I play, although I don't know honestly that they do anything to add new cards or stuff to it to keep it going. I haven't fully unlocked every card yet, so I like simple. I like that I can sit down and go. No, is it on timers?
There is a timer.
There is a timer.
Okay.
But it's really not bad.
No, no,
like the fine. Timer isn't really fast.
No, that means you got to pay attention, which is okay. You know, that is kind of what you want in a game. But like Slay the Spire, it's just me against the computer, no matter what I do. And so I can go, oh, I'm going to watch this show that I really want to watch. And I can, if I'm bored or, you know, now a lot of streaming services have commercial breaks in them across the board. And so it's like, oh, there's a commercial break for the next 45 seconds. I'll play my Slay the Spire turns against the computer, right? There's no human being interaction. And oh, it's back on, and I can let my turn hold. So that's just all. I mean, I will play certain levels of, or certain aspects of Strike Force when watching shows. And then there's other ones that are like, oh, I don't need to pay attention to the show. I want to listen to it because I need to be, hey, let me make sure I get my turn done so I don't run my timer out on it. But right. I'm excited. I still say and stand by, I'm super excited to get my hands on Snap. But I'm more excited about Midnight Suns, everybody. Go out and pre-order it now. Because
I'm looking forward to that one. I was already like, hey, I'm going to play it when it comes out. And they went, well, you're not sure? Here, have Spider-Man.
Yep. Yeah. And it's a Spider-Man with multiple costumes. This game does look like it's going to be right up Kurt and I's alley as far as that goes. Whereas I don't believe the costumes do anything to affect the game, which I like it to affect the game, but I understand. But also, Kurt, yeah, you fall in the category of just costumes. Is that's it. No powers or nothing with it.
Right.
But just in the trailer, it took me a half second to realize as he swung up, he changed costumes and landed. You know, because they wanted to show off, multiple costumes. That looked so good.
Yeah, cosmetics are always good.
It's going to be such a good game. And that's what I'm hoping there. Well, I know there's more, actually. The $100 package is going to have the season pass. So that as they release more content, I'll get that. So it's very much Borderlands recipe. Other games, too, but that's what I related to. Is, if I buy Borderlands at this level, I'll automatically get the extra season pass, which is usually about 4 major league, you know, 10 to 20 hour playthrough extra story bits. So I'm looking forward to it. Sin, you said you're gonna play it, and you said there, you know, now there's Spider-Man. Are you gonna pre-order it?
Probably not. I'm also expecting it to show up on like Game Pass and stuff like that.
I think it's going to.
Man, now you got me torn because I'm gonna order it. I'm gonna order it, even though I'm ordering.
Well, you can look it up. Just look it up to see if it's gonna show up on Game Pass. I mean, because honestly, this past week with Summer Game Fest, they were like every Microsoft game was Game Pass day of release. I mean, it was crazy how much is being released on Game Pass.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm kind of looking it up right now. Then I'm a little, but then like I don't own it. Will I get all the stuff with it if I do Game Pass? Because a lot of times on Game Pass, they do actually do a larger package, but not always.
Most of the time it's your basic game. You can add stuff to it, but they do get like stuff will expire. It will leave the Game Pass. So if you want to make sure you always have it, then buy it by all means.
Yeah.
You can buy it through the Game Pass, and if you're a Game Pass member, you get a discount. But like, I will probably buy it. I have credit on Steam right now, so I'll probably just use it for that.
Will not. This game does not hold a lot of appeal to me.
Is it the XCOM aspect of it, or?
No, I think that's okay. I'm not a big strategy
lead.
No, it's just I'm not a big strategy game player for one thing, and then on top of everything else, this is a little nitpicky, but Midnight Suns in the comics are not the Midnight Suns in the game.
Oh yeah, completely different. Yeah.
Midnight Suns in the game, they're using for marketing purposes only. Spider-Man should be nowhere near that game.
Absolutely,
I agree.
Wolverine should be nowhere near that game. Although I could make a better argument for Wolverine than I could for Spider-Man. So it's a minor point, but it's just another aspect of it that I'm just going, I don't care. So, and there's plenty of other stuff to play.
Yes.
So there's no
way too much stuff to play.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. If it's not going to grab you, I mean, this is right now, this is the only AAA game on my radar that I'm going to spend money for. I mean, I do a lot of, I do have Game Pass. I do a lot of day and date stuff on there, depending on if it catches my interest. But looking up, there has been no official announcement on whether or not the game will come to Game Pass. So they haven't said yet. But I think even if it does, I'm going to pre-order it just because I want to do the whole shut up and take my money thing. And I do want to make sure I have a copy of it always. And then if it does ultimately come to Game Pass, then I can play it on my PC. Right? I'm ordering it from Xbox. So, which is means I get my streaming set up on my Xbox.
Right.
But I'm excited about it. What else? And coming back to Strike Force, Sin, what else is going on? It seems like there was more stuff that, besides the errors and the issues and the freebies they gave for us. Did you see all the different offers? So they got me with...
there's a ton.
With Silver Surfer a couple weeks ago. They brought back the 50 for 5. They brought 100 for 15. I'm like, that's a Captain America offer, right? When you first went global, Captain America came through. I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay $10. And he was such a great character. Then they're like, hey, you missed it the first time, dummy. Do you want a $15 offer? I'm like, yes, I guess I do. But no, I didn't miss it. So I'm assuming you didn't jump on the $15.
Oh, no, I didn't. I already had him done. He actually just went into nodes. So if you don't have him done, you can start farming him now. Nice. So if you don't have him at 7-star, he's ready to go. They got some decent offers. There were some crazy ones.
There's a good one right now.
Gambit was all over the place, and there was a lot of complaining about his offers because it was like, $35, $50. There was a $100 offer, and if you bought that one, then the $75 offer opened up afterwards. If you bought the $100 one, and like everybody complained that the $100 offer was a really bad offer, but it really wasn't. Like if you broke it down and compared it to, you know, if you got two offers of the one that just came out, Sunfire just came out. Like Sunfire is in the game now. He's in the offers right now. So, like, the usual $50 for, like, 8 orbs and 55 shards, right? That's the $50 standard offer. So, if you buy that, you get 110 shards and, you know, 16 orbs for $100. Well, the $100 offer for Gambit was, like, it was a little less shards, because I think it was, like, 100 shards. It was a few less orbs, because it wasn't 16. I think it was a dozen. It might have been 10 or 12. I think it was 12. So it was a little less on that, but then you got a bunch of gold orbs, you got a bunch of red star orbs, some gear stuff. So it was actually a good offer if you actually like took a second to look over it, and everybody freaked out because there's a $100 offer. So of course everybody freaked out. Like, oh my god, it's a cash grab for this character. Well, of course it's a cash grab for this character. You know, people have been asking for this character for the 4 games that the game's been live. Everybody's been, hey, where's Gambit? I want Gambit. Here he is. Pay your money if you want him. Or wait a day and get a 1-star for free.
Now this is interesting. There's a limited time offer at the very, very bottom. This is email opt-in. Sign up for regular email updates, offer today, and get a 1-star shocker and gold orbs.
I didn't see this before.
15, it's a 15 shards for shocker, and it's 1 gold orb pull for just signing
up. It's a gold orb.
It's a gold orb.
So that's like, they value that at $5 plus the shards. You know, the shards are whatever, a couple extra dollars. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a gold orb.
I opt in. Although I'd already opted in. I mean, I get emails from them, so but hey, if you're going to give me gold for it. The other interesting one I see right now is 75 Gamora, 75 Nebula for $15.
Yep.
So that seems pretty good.
It's a good offer, and if you don't have them maxed out, it's a good offer, but those are also two of the characters for this raid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's what I figured why they
did it. That's a good way to power up that team if you need it. But there's a whole bunch of stuff. We got... the power armor quick blitz is going on right now. The power armor strut. So it's a 2-day blitz with some milestones attached to it. Nice and quick.
I enjoy those. Where you getting?
Yeah, those are interesting.
Yeah.
It's definitely interesting. The milestone for Dazzler still going with the disco balls.
Yeah, and, I kind of fell a little bit, not super short on Nico, but I ran on the Pride event rather.
Yeah,
The Pride event. Well, it was a little bit different than anything else that had been structured. I did okay. I'm not doing great. I'm at milestone 12 on the Rolling Rebel event.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to it, but like these month long events, they take a lot of organization for it. So
I don't even have the first kind of a shard of Dazzler, so I'm definitely not going to recruit her this time around. I like how they're doing it. It just Dazzler has been a pain. Nico's was great. Pride was decent. And the other one, there was another one that you had to use X-Men or the A-bomb or right. A-team, whatever. And that was okay. I like that I could choose between teams because I had X-Men, right? So I like that I could do that. I just, my casualness did not overcome or did not quite meet the demand of what the events really needed, even though I tried. But I'm still, I will say overall, I'm happy with how they're mixing up the milestone events to get these character shards.
Yeah. I like the month-long events. It's a little, I mean, it gets a little daunting, but there's a lot of stuff to do. And you can kind of, hey, I don't really care about this character. You can kind of skip it. Or, hey, I want all this gear. And you can kind of go hard on these events. So that's up to you for how much participation you want to put in on it. The milestone one, the previous one for Nico had a lot of blitzing, which I didn't do. So I was, you know, people were like, hey, I'm a distant one. I'm like, five behind you because I'm not blitzing at all. Yeah. So that was, you know, like I said, if you want to go hard on it, you can. If not, then okay, well, you're just getting less stuff. But at least you know you're getting less stuff.
Yeah, and that is the thing. It's like, you know, it's there. And they got what they wanted out of me. I definitely blitzed more. And
did you?
I did a whole I never set an alarm, but I did think about it a lot more. So I think instead of doing, there's some days I probably forget the blitz general. And me then there's too. Days I might get one, maybe two rounds in, but one is a good typical casual day for me. I was probably doing on a best day, I did four, maybe five blitzes in one day. But I was averaging three. You know, when that event was going on, which is good for me. So I was happy with that. I just knew that wasn't going to cut it. And then, sure enough, you know, this is how it always goes. For Filthy Casual, I need my vacations to not line up with events and games because they distract me. And I went away to Helen for a weekend with my family and mostly forgot to play till late at night when I'm sitting on the deck going, oh, yeah, I need to check into my game. And it was at the end of the Nico event. And like, son of a bitch. I did get her. I got her one extra star up, I think, from just when you open her. But at least I got her. And I'm very happy with her. But I was like, man, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. And I could have been closer to Dazzler, but I could have absolutely strengthened up my Nico. So, it's a game. It is what it is. These are not the Mario Brothers that we grew up with.
Right.
You know? Speaking of other games, because it just made me think about, I talked about Midnight Suns. What AAA game are either one of you playing or looking forward to right now?
Oh, geez, there was something coming out that I was looking at, and I completely spaced on it. I've been playing so much. We went through my Steam library on stream a couple of days, like a week ago.
Yeah.
And that's a nightmare fuel right there, because there's so much stuff in there that I haven't touched in forever.
Me too.
And then I have my Steam library, which is crazy. I have the Xbox Game Pass for PC, so there's a lot of stuff in there, and it's just like, oh, hey, I want to try this game out. All right, download it. All right, uninstall it. They got a lot of stuff coming out. I have the Epic library, which just has like a bunch of free games that were like, hey, this one's free. Add.
Yeah, I did
same thing with the Amazon library, because they've been doing that through Twitch. So there's games on that.
I go through and I claim all the games and play hardly anything. Because someday I'll have time.
Someday you'll have time. You might as well have it, right? But like I got into, like I downloaded the Farming Simulator 2022 and I'm like, I got in, I looked around, no.
Oh, it was so bad he froze.
All right, you know. There's no farming in California. There's only smog and liberals.
While we're waiting for him to come back, there he is. I was just going to say that the game that I think I'm looking forward to trying. I haven't been playing a whole lot of AAA games. That's the thing. So, but the game I'm looking forward to trying is Starfield.
Oh yeah, I really want to check that one out.
So what?
Oh, Starfield? So.
Is it another rock mining game?
I know. No. It's kind of a. It's from Bethesda. It's trying to think of the spiritual successor to. What I've heard is something, if you think almost like what they did for Skyrim, it's that in space.
Okay.
So
action role playing video game developed by Bethesda Game and published by Bethesda Studio Work. The game was formally announced in 2018 E3. But like, yeah, they don't give a lot of info on it.
Right.
Is the first new universe in 25 years from Bethesda Games.
Right. And day one with the Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah. Well, because they own them. They kind of have to, right?
Right.
But like the Game Pass just got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, the Shredder's Revenge. So,
That looks good too.
Nice. Yeah. But like, so I logged into Simulator, Farming Simulator. I ran over, there's like a little question mark. I run over, there's no guide. There's no like, hey, go do this or go do that. I looked over. I click on the question mark. It didn't give me any info, and I quit out of the game. That's it. I want to check this game out, but you're not telling me how to check this game out.
Yeah, exactly.
But like I've been doing a bunch of like Need for Speed games and stuff like that, and Battlefield Hardline from one of the EA games.
I've been playing that on Game Pass because I want
that one.
That Call of Duty
is good.
It's a little slower than I anticipated. So I went from Halo, whatever the newest one is, Halo Oddworld, or I don't know. But I liked especially the John Wick pistols in that game. That pistol is still the most powerful damn weapon in Halo. And I love it. And I love the combat in it. However, in this newest version, it's kind of more open world-ish. And it's more like Skyrim. You can go around, you can complete certain things, and you got to go along this way to move the story across, but you can go over here, go over there. I didn't like traveling in between. So I'm like, I want a game that gives me that almost modern warfare, you know, feel, or, and mixed with that Halo pacing a little bit of, I don't have to like fight against people and be hectic all the time, but I want that John Wick pistols. So I tried Hardline. You're right. It is good. It's just not hitting that feel. So
I've been going through the story, and the campaign is actually a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of visual interacting and singing. I didn't expect that coming. Battlefield 5, however, I don't like it. It's another fight every goober in the world one. But yeah, Hardline, I'm with you, man. Check out Hardline. It's pretty cool.
If you're on the Game Pass, check out Trek to Yomi. It's absolutely gorgeous. Mm. It's like a side... not really a side scroller, but it goes from like side scroller to something like a different view. And it's a samurai game. Pretty sure the whole thing is in black and white, but it's even got like a scratchy screen type of video effect from like the old movie. So like, you know, scratchy display.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. I nice. Need to get back into it. I played it for a little while. I need to do some more. The story is really good. It's a samurai sword fighting game, and as you go, you learn new skills and new ways of fighting. And the story has been so really good so far. I need to jump back into it.
There's a lot of good ones that's just hit. I'm going to check out the Weird West. I will check out the Trek to Yomi. If anybody's into this kind of thing, Pac-Man Museum Plus is now on there.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
It's good for like a quid. Hey, I'm going to play some Pac-Man for like 5 minutes and then log back out.
And this just says Bromigos all over it. It's called Party Animals.
Really? Okay.
And it's a multiplayer physics-based brawler party game that screams Bromigos all over it.
Yeah, so I've been playing a lot more of those party games. Played one last night called Gang Beasts.
Gang?
Which is just... it's kind of a four-player ragdoll fighter.
Yeah, yeah, I played it. Not Dragon. When Atlanta Comic Con used to come, I'd play it with my daughter in the game room.
Oh, okay, yeah. And it's fun. Just a fun game. And I've also played recently... you've played What the Dub?
I've heard of it. I have not actually.
So it's a Jackbox type game where they take old movies and they give you a piece of dialogue and then silence out some of the like a response in the dialogue, and you type in a funny response, and a computer voice will read your response, and then everybody that votes on which like one's fun. The funniest.
Yeah.
Well, so what they did, what happened was that got big enough. That the Riff Tracks folks not bought them, but licensed their technology and had them develop Riff Tracks. So now you get more popular movies with that. Nice. So like John Travolta's Boy in the Plastic Bubble is one of the movies that they have in there. And you make up all kinds of stuff, and it's just a fun, quick party game.
That sounds awesome.
That's cool.
So, I dig it, man. I have honestly lost track. How often do y'all do Bromigos?
So it was once a month. And this month it's been weird because like we've all been on vacations and stuff has been going on. But I think the intent is to go every other week.
Okay.
And we've been playing just Deep Rock Galactic lately because we're having just a ridiculous amount of fun playing that game.
That's always
and actually trying to accomplish stuff, which is weird.
That is not what I signed up for Bromigos for.
I know, you know? I know. That is weird.
So, anything else? I feel like I'm missing stuff. I know I missed completing a few events in the game. Maybe that's why I feel like I'm missing something in the game. Marvel Strike Force then, but. We pretty much hit everything that's going on in the game right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. That's the problem. There's a ton of stuff happening, which is way more than usual. And then of course we got the new event coming up soon for the next Horseman and those teams. People are working on those teams. So it's just, there's so much stuff happening at the same time. It's crazy.
Yeah. I just unlocked Wong.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What team is he on?
He's on Darkhold.
Darkhold. All right. I'm going to try him out. I'm assuming I should put some decent resources into him.
Yeah, he's pretty solid. Agatha and Morgan are probably... the strongest part of that team, but he's definitely if he gets his taunt, he kind of screws up the counter fight. Like if you're fighting them and he gets his taunt, it gets really annoying.
I gotcha. You were gonna say something, Kurt.
Just that we don't have a lot of questions, but we do have a notification about FTH Beyond Alpha is looking for folks. Oh, yeah. They are semi-casual alliance level 80, War League Platinum 1. They're doing Doom 2 at 30-60% and Greeks 4 at 60%. Requirements are Discord, 6 million TCP. Current members are, and that's the minimum TCP. Current members are 11-19 mil. War attacks 10 plus. Raid participation 600 raid keys daily, 10,000 donation daily. So if you're at all interested in that, you can join the Discord and look up Alpha.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for an alliance, jump into Discord. We got a couple of teams that have spots open. So
yeah, FTH Academy.
Alpha actually produced a graphic for it, though.
Yeah, that's nice. Cool.
Good for them. I was like, I might be a little interested. Oh, 10 attacks in war? Yeah. I've gotten close to some. Hey, I've gotten the Hero of the Day award or whatever it's called in war more than once in the last couple of months. But yeah, I'm definitely typically not putting in 10 attacks. And then I'd feel like I was letting people down. I hate that feeling. How's Behemoth doing, Sin?
Not too bad. I mean, we're trying on the difficulty 7 for Gambit. We actually finally got our 100% down on 2.0 Doom, so we're up to into 2.1.
Nice.
Getting ready to push that up, hopefully, to 2.2 sometime soon. Because the difficulty, I mean, there's a bit of a jump between, but it's not that heavy between the two. So I'm looking forward to being able to move up.
Yeah. FTH Beyond Academy. So it's FTH Beyond is one word, and then Academy, if you just hear this and want to look it up and jump in. We need 13 more people. We're at 11 out of 24. And our collection power, I mean, this is just a place to take a breather or to get started, or, you know, your kids wanting to play. And it's decent people, so they're not going to say anything horrible or mess with your kid. There's no griefing or guilting. And our lowest collection power is 66,000, you know.
Nice.
Total. And our highest is 20 million. So
it's a big spread.
I mean, it's a huge spread. And we try to vary how we launch the raid levels, and war is there, and when we find a ghost ship or a weaker ship, we definitely rally together. But you know, if we find something that's got some serious planning to it, we're just like, yeah, hit it if you want to. Yeah, you don't if you don't, because, you know, yeah, I get it. If you got a 700k as guardian team, your 66k collection power is not gonna help out. You know, we don't want you to feel bad about playing. We want you to feel good about playing and enjoy the parts of the game that you enjoy. The Cosmic Crucible should be coming up out of the preseason soon. I actually did decent in the last run.
It's been fun. I've been really enjoying it. And it's like there's the differences in win versus loss are not that big that I'm like, hey, you know, I kind of don't care. I want the wins. But like I've run into rooms where like the Darkhold or Darkhold with Dormammu are on defense, and I just ignore that one. I go hit the other ones and don't even worry. Hey, I'm not going to be first for this round. I'm going to be, you know, in the third place or fourth place. The reward bracket differences are not big enough that I'm like, oh my god, I'm losing so much stuff out of it. Yeah. It's definitely a little more relaxing because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, you know, Kurt, I want you to promote This Week in Batu. I heard you just absolutely gushing sugar drops over the show.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but that's okay. So we've got This Week in Batu, which is a new podcast all about the Star Wars TV shows, and we're going through Obi-Wan Kenobi. The penultimate episode of the season hit this week, so we'll be talking about that. It's Phil Keating and I co-host that show, and we will be recording Friday evening at 7 p.m. right here on Twitch over at VO by Kurt. And otherwise, it is This Week in MCU with Sen and I on Saturday mornings, and we're going through Ms. Marvel, and boy,
it's so cute.
It's a lot of fun.
Adorable.
I'm digging it.
That's awesome. I like hearing that. We talked a little bit before the show about it. I'm watching it with my kids, so it means I catch episodes on Saturdays, basically, when I can sit down with my children and watch it. I'm liking it. I'm liking it enough of the first episode to have hopes where it's going to go. I am hoping the Bit Bad is going to be similar to the comic, where it was appropriate for her power level, you know.
And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that will work out for you.
And I'm more hopeful. Now, comparing Obi-Wan to Ms. Marvel, right? I realize, well, one, obviously I'm a much more bigger Marvel fan, but I realize one of the things I'm not caring about Obi-Wan is all the cameos. Because I like Star Wars. I don't love it, I guess. And so I'm not excited that, oh, there's Darth Vader and lightsabers and whatever. But I'm hoping for the cameo from the comics. I will understand if it doesn't happen. But in the end of the first run of Ms. Marvel, her introductory run, and she's come to terms with her powers and she's defeated the big bad in that storyline and tried to manage her high school life and her parents and being Muslim and all that jazz. Captain Marvel, who is obviously, and they kept at least this part of it in the show for sure, you know, Ms. Marvel's hero is Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel shows up for about 3 seconds at the end of the run, just give her an attagirl and the scarf and move on.
So I will tell you, this is all speculation and it's something I've already said on the show. I think it is more likely that we're going to see a cameo by Photon than it is Captain Marvel.
Because she's already made a cameo in a TV series.
Right, and she's also the other one that's going to be appearing in Marvel's, the movie.
Photon is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So I mean, I might be wrong, but I just have a hard time believing Brie Larson's going to make an appearance.
Unless there was some kind of canceling thing that she did that I'm unaware of, I don't understand why we're not seeing more of Brie Larson. Yeah, she was phenomenal.
But she got all kinds of crap for her press tour and everything during Captain Marvel.
Okay, so that maybe she didn't like kill somebody to get canceled, but I get so
nope,
that's
nope.
What Disney
no, it's done. Like she had demanded that if she was going to be interviewed on a press junket, she'd be interviewed by a woman, and then I think she got a little review bombed on Rotten Tomatoes by dudes who hate strong women.
That so, I know happened, but
so yeah, look, sometimes she comes across as a little abrasive, but. She was a great Captain Marvel, and I think the hate is silly. So,
yeah, I it's a character, people, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes things are so bad in the world you can't separate the character. I mean, that's kind of what ruined the first Spider-Man franchise for me. And I know, Sin, you love it, and the Sam Raimi franchise.
Oh, what God, killed no.
it was how oh sorry I wasn't being, I thought you did actually like it, so I
enjoyed it for what it was.
Okay,
and because it was
at the time
but
right, at the time I was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing, a hero will save us anyway. I love that song. But what killed it for me was on the third movie, not only did you in my opinion screw up a lot of great villains in the movie itself, the actors on their press junket, which I never watched, but it was so bad that it made all the social media stuff that got in front of me. They basically hated on the whole thing. Like, oh, we're so glad we're done with it. You know, Franco and Tobey Maguire and I can't remember the lady's name. And I don't know where I came up with Jane, but anyway, it's not right. But it was just like, they hated on it so much. It's like, well, that just makes me not like it. You know, if you didn't like it and you did it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can get why somebody's like, well, I don't really want to see Ms. Marvel or Captain Marvel rather, but the movie was good. And her appearance in Endgame was good.
Yeah.
So I hope we see more of her. That's all. All right. We're going to get out of here. Kurt, where they can find you? Kurt, where can they find you on the web?
I can be found everywhere at VO by Kurt on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. On Fridays and Saturdays, the This Week shows that I talked about, and my solo podcast, Storytime with Kurt, where my current thing is reading poems that are put to video by He Who Is Steve. And we're working on the one for June, and go check that out. For some reason, it caught on a lot more on TikTok than anywhere else. So if you look up VO by Kurt on TikTok, you'll find him.
Yeah. Sin, where's your TikTok?
I have a TikTok, but you can find me on twitch.tv/SinRaven every morning. So come hang out.
Let's hype train that one up. And of course, you find me. We are Running MS across social media platforms and Rock Out of Podcasting. My personal TikTok is Charles McFall, and you're welcome to see. I put up random stuff there. I'm getting more consistent with Pokemon Go podcasts on TikTok. We've gotten a guy who's cutting the videos for us and formatting it, and it's a lot of fun there. And so if you like Pokemon, kind of, but you like humor more, come check out Pokemon Go podcast. We're there. So that's it for this week. We'll be back next week. I might have some snap. I might not. I don't know. I don't know if I'm out. But we're going to continue talking about the games that we love to talk about. I'm just hanging out, man.